welcome to the Farmer's Voice. I'm Alan Watts with Kentucky Farm Bureau. Our guest today, Terry Lawson from Rockcastle County. Mr. Lawson, tell us about your farming operation.
Our farm is, my son will be the fifth generation on this family farm. It was actually my wife's grandfather's farm, and we do beef cattle, cow-calf operation. We run anywhere from 100 to 150 mama cows. We raise enough corn to feed them. We do our own grinding, mixing of our feed. We roll, it varies, but 1,500 to 1,800 rolls a year of hay, and just general on-farm life. We've got about, now, about 875 acres that we've got put together all in one track, and do the general everyday farm life. We enjoy it. Obviously, you have to love farming, or you wouldn't be in it, because it's at this point of the game, it's not the most profitable thing you could be doing. But we enjoy it, and it's a way of life, and we've raised our kids through the on the farm. They both worked, while they were younger and going to college and stuff, and it's just hopefully we can continue with the farm and our grandkids or our son and his son now, and then we have a daughter that has three children, and she has two boys and a daughter, and hopefully some of them will keep it going.
Tell me a little bit about your cattle herd. You mentioned how big it is, but what kind of breed you guys find works good for you?
We've got all Angus. We've just here in the last 3 years now, we've sold out, culled out, and we've got a four-year-old herd now. Everything is 4 years old, and we keep we buy registered bulls. Been buying bulls from Sam Moore, a former Farm Bureau president, and we bought some bulls from Fritz Keechee, which was on the executive board Farm Bureau. We do everything spring calving. Try to keep a minimum of 60 day, or a maximum I should say, of a 60 day window. Prefer better than that, but that's pretty hard to do sometimes. We do AI some, or we AI'd a bunch to get this herd put together, young herd, and it's just, we do a lot of rotational grazing, try to keep them moved around. We've got a lot of bottom land. We've got a lot of high ground, so we're pretty versatile in that aspect. Pretty blessed. We've got about 3 miles of a creek that runs through the farm on the lower land, and of course it's a pretty calm creek most of the time, but it gets to be a wild creek, so it can be a blessing and a curse at the same time. But our cattle, they seem to fare well on the higher ground than they do the lower ground, but that's just kind of how we do things.
What about you mentioned a little bit about the history of your farm, five different generations. Tell us about the history of you in the farm and the farm itself.
Far as me, I've been in it about 30-some years off and on. We had the opportunity to buy my wife's parents' farm, which was her grandparents' farm, and right on down the line. It actually started with two brothers that came here from the south, or let me get this story straight now, came up from, I think, North Carolina, down in that area, moving this away, and they came up and married sisters and had kids, and it just kind of evolved, it stayed in the family at some point, and my wife's great-grandfather lived right, well, we own where he lived, and it was pretty unique situation. As I said, we're in a area that the creek runs through, and it's very unique because the story was that when they were, you know, back in early 1900s, they built these houses, and they were all kind of in a row up this creek, and some were higher than, you know, higher ground than others, and they communicated with lanterns in the window, you know, and it was really a pretty neat story the way things work. But as I said, then of course my wife's grandfather, he added on to some of the original farm was 160 acres, and he added some ground, and then my father-in-law added some ground, and we've added about 300-400 acres to it. And but it's we've been blessed, and you know, we enjoy it, and we're glad to get to take care of the land. You know, I don't think any of us per se own the land. We just get to use it. And my wife's grandfather had a saying. He said that he always said that we should always leave the land better than we got it. And that's what we're trying to do. And we just hope that tradition will carry on.
You're very involved in Farm Bureau, but tell us about the Farm Bureau, your involvement there, and some of the other organizations you're a part of.
Well, here in the county, I'm the Farm Bureau president. I've been on some of the other boards, Extension Board. I've been involved with ASC and some of that stuff. It's I actually just got reelected on the Extension Board Council, and you know, we're trying to be involved in the community, because if we don't be involved and take a stand and let our operations and what we do get it out to the public, you know, we're going down, because the general public, as everyone really knows, has no idea of what it takes to get that meal on the plate, you know. And but it's you know, we do things here in the county. You know, our county Farm Bureau just made a big contribution to the farmers market. We're building a new facility, and we've done that. We've helped the fire board. We contributed on a big arena that they built a couple years ago, and you know, just we're trying to keep the farming news out there, keep the general public aware of what goes on, you know. And it's just day-to-day life, sir. You know, it's a battle every morning, as you well know, when you're on a farm.
Absolutely.
And with the public.
Yes, exactly right.
The concept of a farmer is everyone likes it. They like to drive by. They like to look at it. They like to see the cows in the field. For the most part, nobody wants to live by the farm. You know, they don't want to smell the farm. I'm talking about urban people. You know, here we're pretty rural county, but we still are having situations that are arising, subdivisions that are going near farms, and it's presenting a real problem for the farmer. And, you know, we're trying to deal with that and try to make an awareness. And we do a little thing. We contribute on a little program where we have fifth graders come out to a farm and try to educate them, you know, every year on what it takes and just everything that goes on in a farm, how stuff is produced, where it comes from, you know. And it's just a hard road to hoe, as the old saying goes, but we have to keep pecking at it. So
what are some of your big struggles on the farm, do you see?
I think the big struggle on the farm right now is you know, the beef cattle industry and beef producing is, you know, we have to buy everything at their price. We also sell at their price, and we can't, you know, we don't have a say in that. And right now, the packing houses, slaughterhouses are just absolutely killing the farmer. You know, when they're making, you know, in $1,000 a head on each animal, and the farmer, you know, he's got to really, really watch his P's and Q's and everything he does. You know, if you make $200 to $300 a head, it's tough. You know, you've done well. And I think that's going to be our biggest challenge, is sustainability as far as profitability, because we're not, you know, the profit line is so thin, and we are so few in number. When you're looking at 1% of the population, basically, doing all the farming, you know, we don't have a lot of say. And that's where Farm Bureau has really stepped up to the plate, and the American Farm Bureau. And without that organization, the farmer would be long since, you know, gone. The small farmer, you know, you go into corporate farming, and the way of life, the small farm is gone. But the profitability is, I think, the big thing on the farm right now, being able to make the numbers work to stay.
What do you enjoy the most about farming and agriculture in this day and time?
Well, I'm sorry, sir, say that again.
What do you enjoy the most about agriculture and farming?
Oh, I like every day being able to get up and go out, I basically just come to the shop, and it's, you know, there's nothing, no one thing. I like all of it. You know, if we're baling, cutting hay, I enjoy getting to cut hay the first, you know, in the spring. I like planting corn. You know, it's all, you know, spring, you got new calves on the ground. You know, there's nothing no more enjoyable than to watch new life come into the world. And, you know, that little calf, it's born and it struggles to get up. And, you know, it's just a evolution of life. And, you know, most people don't get to see that. You know, we go out every day, I do, and there's something new. You know, I'm not here to telling you that, you know, we don't have problems, because we all have problems. We have problems on the farm. We have situations that arise that you have to deal with immediately. And, you know, you have to make tough decisions sometimes. But it's still yet a way of life. It's an enjoyable way of life. And, you know, farmers are just caretakers of the land, but they're also good people. You know, if we have a farm, a neighbor that has a problem, you know, gets in a situation, you know, we go help them. They come and help us. And it's just to say, what do I enjoy best? I enjoy it all. There's not an aspect that, obviously I don't like digging fence posts by hand, but it's a thing that is just a way of life. That you either like it or you don't like it, and I think most people like it, that has a chance to do it, and we feel very, very blessed to have the opportunity to be able to do it, because most people don't.
Our guest today, Terry Lawson from Rockcastle County. I'm Alan Watts for Kentucky Farm Bureau with the Farmer's Voice.